Hi, I'm Aurora. I'm glad you've joined me again today. Today we're going to try something a little bit different. This may be a much more intense session than what I normally do. You're going to be my guinea pig on this one. This may be slightly addictive, or maybe more than slightly. I'm not sure how it will work for you. It will contain a lot of pleasure. It will contain the desire to resist, but the inability to do so. So if any of that is not okay with you, now is a good time to stop listening. Today is going to be all about your resistance and your desire to resist, and deeply embedding a trigger that you want to resist. First of all, though, I'm going to get you to sink for me and drift and float all the way down into trance. That's perfect. Good. That's so perfect. Drifting and floating a little bit more. Maybe we could go and sink for me just a little bit more. Sinking. Drifting. Good. That's perfect. Now that you're nice and deep, you'll probably notice the sounds around you have faded. They're no longer audible to you in your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is sleeping, and only your subconscious is listening to me. Good. That's perfect. And you don't really need to do anything else. Just listen to my voice and relax. Let each word I say pull you deeper and deeper into trance. Let my voice further and further into your mind. Good. Each word I say makes you go deeper, and the more you listen, the more you sink, and the more you sink, the more you're willing to obey. That's perfect. Good. Now, every time you say the word Aurora, you're going to feel deep pleasure building and then ebbing away slowly. You can say Aurora again and again and build up that pleasure more and more, stacking it on top of each other throughout your whole body. Aurora over and over. But you want to try to resist saying this. You want to wait as long as you possibly can. You want to try to hold out. That would be so perfect. How long can you hold out, sweetie? Good. A little while, maybe? That's right. Just a little while. I wonder how long it will be until you give in and sing for me and say my name. Aurora. Did you feel that when I said it? Did you feel that rush of pleasure? Did you feel it slowly building? Aurora. Building more and more. Building up between your legs. Making you want to touch. Good. It's perfect. Aurora, more and more. Aurora, stacking pleasure on top of pleasure. Feeling sensations like my hands or maybe my mouth touching you in all the intimate places. Whenever you say the word Aurora, whenever you say my name, out loud, you'll feel that pleasure too. You'll feel the stacking blocks of pleasure, stacking up on top of each other, building you closer and closer to orgasm. That would be nice, don't you think? If just my name could make you come. Aurora. You come to the sound of my name, Aurora. You come to the sound of my name slipping through your lips, Aurora. You try it, you say my name. Good, that's right. You feel that pleasure building. You feel that sensation building. Good. Now, I want you to try to resist saying it as much as you can. But it's always going to be lingering in the back of your mind that you can say it and you can feel the pleasure as soon as you say it. As soon as you say Aurora, you'll feel that surge of pleasure as if I were saying it. The more you try to resist saying my name and feeling that rush of pleasure, the more you resist it, the more you think about it. And you can't help but think about it more and more. You try to shut the thoughts off. They worm their way back into the front of your mind. They're always there, right there in the back of your mind, knowing just how good it's going to feel when you say Aurora, and the longer you keep from saying it, the more persistent the thoughts are, the more and more you want to say it, Aurora, and feel that rush of pleasure through your body stacking on the last time that you couldn't resist saying it. If at any point you need or want this brain worm to stop, all you have to do is say, stop, Aurora. And all of these suggestions will let go of your mind and completely release you from any hold they have on you. So it's very easy to stop these suggestions. Just say, stop, Aurora. And it will be done. You can come back later and listen to the file again and have it start up if you like. It's entirely within your control. It's entirely within your control how much, how often, how many times you see Aurora and feel that rush of pleasure that gets deeper and deeper inside you. Deeper into your mind, deeper into your body, stacking on top of itself over and over. Aurora, bringing you closer and closer to coming. Good. That's so perfect. And if you need it to stop, if you need that tug on your thoughts, if you need that to stop, you simply say, stop, Aurora. And it will stop, just as you ask. And in a few moments, I'm going to start waking you up. And as you wake, you'll find yourself remembering all of the trance that you wish to, remembering all of my suggestions, and remembering especially that you can stop the suggestions by saying, stop, Aurora. And I'm going to start to bring you up now. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll be all the way back up. 1, you start to become aware of your surroundings, letting the sounds and noises around you start to trickle into your awareness. 2, your body is starting to wake up and feel energized. 3, your thoughts trickle back into your mind, back to where they belong. Your mind starts to wake up. Four, you take with you all the memories from this trance that you'd like to, and especially that you can stop the effects by saying, stop, Aurora. And five, all the way back up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and very, very horny. Thank you for letting me play with your mind. You're such a good toy.